there are butterflies and birds. A leopard pounces on a goat. Fish swim in the four legendary watercourses which meet in a central pool. The garden carpet was more than an oasis of superabundance. Any Muslim who sat upon it, whether emperor or humble tribesman, found themselves in that most uplifting of all places, the heart of heaven. In Christian medieval Europe, paradise gardens came with a health warning. After all, the whole mental world of Christendom turned on a single fateful moment back in Eden. That moment when the serpent tempted Eve and set in motion the great epic of sin and salvation, culminating in the crucifixion of Christ. But in 14th century Siena, anxieties about dangers lurking in the vegetation gave way to an exercise in the self-congratulation of urban rulers, who in this fresco by Ambrogio Lorenzetti ride out to enjoy the fruits of wise government. The satisfying sight of the contadini, Italian peasants, sowing and harvesting in peace and fruitfulness. Two seasons in one painting. In the Renaissance, this rural test of urban leadership found its vindication in the rediscovery of pagan classical writings about the landscape. Rusticating townsmen turned to their favorite Latin author, Virgil, whose nature poem, The Georgics, written for urbanites, of course, extolled the pleasures of country life and labor.